Check. All right, we good. Let's go.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Yo, I'm back.
These white men are dangerous.
Welcome back to another episode of the Degenerate Derek Podcast. I'm your host. I'm your co-host. I'm your producer. I'm your phone screener. I'm your everything, okay? It's just me. Solo dolo, which sucks. One thing I've realized is that you got to be like a different level of psycho to like do a podcast or a radio show by yourself, like just talking to yourself like some fucking crazy person. It wasn't my intention to go like this, but it is what it is, you know? Ain't nothing I can do. The show goes on, all right? I can't just put a halt into it. I can't just not do it. Especially thanks to my sponsors, Diamonds Direct. Right now, you can get 5 years, zero interest on any purchase in the building. Of course, this is on approved credit. Check them out, though, diamondsdirect.com. Tell them Derek from the Degenerate Derek Podcast sent you, okay? Big shout-out to them. Also, shout-out to Wendy's. Give me a whole bunch of gift cards to give away this entire season. I told you how we were going to do that on Monday's episode. It's a picks contest where I'll pick one person each week to battle me, their five picks against my five picks. If they end up losing, that gift card goes back into the pot and rolls over for the next week. So, like, if I win this week, the person who I pick next week, they'll have a potential to win two gift cards. I honestly hope that I go undefeated all year against whoever comes on the pod with me. But I'll give out their picks here in a little bit. I got messages, and then, of course, I got my five picks. Update real quick. I know I was supposed to have a podcast on Wednesday. That's my bad. I fucked that up. I should have recorded it on Tuesday. Instead, I decided to be selfish and go golfing with dumbass Daniel, my former co-host, and watched him shoot a 117, which was fucking hilarious, because especially he's been golfing forever. I don't mean to golf shame, but it's just funny. He's been golfing for so long, and he's still just the worst. If I was so bad at something for something I did for so long, I'd move on. I'd be like, well, this just is not for me, but I guess kudos to him for, like, sticking with it. I don't know what you say there. But, yeah, that's the reason that you did not have a podcast on Wednesday, because I forgot that I had a ton of stuff I had to do on Wednesday. So in order to have a Wednesday's episode, I needed to record it on Tuesday, and instead I was selfish and I went golfing. So that's my bad, okay? Hopefully I get back on track next week. I was thinking about it, though. Like, I might not even do a podcast on Wednesday just because, like, I don't know if I have enough content to fill it. Like, I'm just going to come on and say what? Like, I don't know, because I do my picks on Friday, which is fun. I feel good about that episode. I do my recap on Monday and then preview Monday Night Football. I feel good about that episode. Wednesday, I'm just going to give you what am I feeling. Like, I don't know. I was supposed to have guests on, but I can't have anybody in the studio because of COVID. So we can't have anybody, you know. I don't know if I want to do guests on the phone. I hate that. But we'll see. We'll go from, I'll think about it and I'll get back to you. But for sure, we're doing episodes, obviously, on Friday and Monday, which I really, if I were to look at the numbers, I bet Wednesday would be the least downloaded episode I have. So, I don't know. I might just cut that bitch. We'll see. We'll go from there, though. Let me get into some messages, and then I'll get into my picks, and then I'll get into my contestants' picks, and then we'll call it a day, okay? How about that? Obviously, bouncing back from week one where I went 2-3. Not the way I wanted to start at all in any way, but it is what it is. Week ones are tough because you just don't know how these teams are going to look. But hopefully I gained enough knowledge from watching week one's games that I'll be able to take that into week two. And I do. I feel good about it. I got to watch almost every game from week one thanks to my Game Pass. Shout out to them. I love that you can watch a game in like 40 minutes. It saves so much time. But I feel better heading into week two. I actually feel confident about all five of my picks. No bullshit. I really do. I feel great about it. I feel like it's a 5-0 weekend. Better not be 0-5. Better not be 1-4. Better not be. It better be a winning week at the least. At the very least, it better be 3-2. But I really feel like it's a 4-1, possibly a 5-0 weekend. I that's just how I feel. Okay, let's get into some messages though. The most common one I get. Again, you can always reach out to me, BMS_Derek, on Twitter, on Instagram. That's DEREK, or you can email me Derek@kissrocks.com if you don't have social. Number one message I get, this has been from like 15 people I've gotten this one, is where do you bet? Like, what online site do you use? I use a bookie, like an in-person bookie. Granted, I place my bets online. It's like a private site or whatever. But when I first started, I used things like betonline.ag. I don't even know if it's still around anymore. I used to use this thing called Five Dimes. My first account ever was on a site called TopBet. But if you just Google, like, you know, online betting, like, it should pop up with pros and cons of each site. I would just say do your research on that. But I started out online. I really did. So that's, you know, that's where I recommend you. Unless you live in a state where it's legal, then you can just go, I don't know how you do it in states that are legal. You go to the gas station and place a bet. I'm not sure. But I can't wait till I live in a state that has legalized sports betting. That will be badass. So, yeah. I don't bet online, but that's where I recommend you start if you want to start. Just please do it responsibly, okay? I don't want to create people that have, like, I don't want people to listen to this and then develop, like, huge gambling problems. Like, it's just clean fun, okay? Don't gamble more than you can afford to lose. When I first started betting, I would bet, like, $11 to win $10 a game. Yeah, it's, like, no money, but I'm not embarrassed by it because I was learning, and I didn't want to jump in and just be betting, you know, $500 a game, losing my ass when I first started. So start out small. Take your time. Do a little slow build. It's fun that way. Next message. Can you explain the lines? I don't understand when you say this team's -3 or this team's +3. Well, that's the point spread. That's how gambling works. That's how it's supposed to make the teams fair. So like Thursday Night Football, Washington is -3. Some places -3.5. That means that's how much they're favored to win by. If you got a plus in front of the team, that means they're underdogs. So whatever the number is how much they need to win by or how much they could lose by. I would say go to YouTube and just do like sports betting lines explained or something like that. And, you know, or sports betting for dummies or I don't know. There's probably great YouTube videos out there that will teach you in terms that you can understand. Some people have that gift of being able to like teach people how to do things. I never have been that person. I know how to do stuff. I just can't, you know what I'm saying? Like I can't explain how to do it or I can't explain it in a way. It's like, oh, that makes sense. Like probably what I just said just now just probably made no sense to you. And if you still listen to my podcast and you don't even understand sports betting lines, God bless you. I fuck with you hardcore. Because that's crazy. That really is. But if you want to learn more, I would say just watch like, there's got to be like a simple like 5-minute YouTube video that will teach you everything you need to know. And then you could come back and listen to this podcast and know what the fuck I'm talking about. And that would be badass. Kudos to you. Next message. Can I be your co-host? You sound like you're in pain doing this alone. Yeah, I really am. I never intended to do this solo. I always wanted somebody in here. I thought I found my mate. My lover, if you will, with Daniel, but he fucked that up. So right now it's just like, I don't know. Like I said, I work at the building. Like nobody cares about sports betting up here. A lot of people don't. A lot of people don't understand it. They're not passionate about it. And I don't just want to bring somebody in here for the fuck of it. Like I want to bring somebody in here that likes to gamble or whatever. So it's tough to find that. And we can't have people come into the building because of COVID, so you can't have, like, guests up and stuff. Because my chick wanted to co-host with me, which I thought that would be pretty funny because, you know, she's also into it because I've been, you know, she has a choice, basically. Been together, like, 7 years, so she's been doing this for, like, 7 years, and that would be fun because she likes to talk shit and she does picks. And so I have, like, a home studio, but I just don't like the way it sounds. Like, I just don't like the audio quality. And if I'm going to have a podcast by myself, the audio quality needs to be high. And so, therefore, I need to do it at the studio, and we can't have guests. So, I don't know. Hopefully, I'll have a co-host someday soon. But until then, I appreciate you fucking with me. Last message was, I thought you were doing a podcast on Wednesday. I just kind of addressed that. I fucked up. But then again, I don't even know what I would do on Wednesdays. I would just do an update. Like, I don't know. I'm not going to read off numbers to you guys and stats, and this team gained this. And so, I don't even really know what I would do Wednesdays. I was supposed to have guests on Wednesday, but that guest canceled on me because they're just full of shit. I hate when people do that, when they're like, yeah, I'll do this. And then it's like, comes down to it, and they're like, I forgot I had this. And it's like, you're just full of shit. And shame on you if you're that person, by the way. Shame on you. Moving on. Let's get into my 5 picks. Brought to you by Diamonds Direct. Again, 5 years, 0 interest on any purchase in the store. Then I'm going to give out my Wendy's gift card contestant picks from Mark Perez, and then we will get out of here. Again, I appreciate you downloading. Make sure you subscribe. And, yeah, let's get into it. Let's get straight into the picks.
Number five.
All right, number five. All right, number five. I feel good about all five of these picks, but I did rank them in order of confidence. Number five is, I guess, least confident. All the way to one would be most confident. But I really feel good about five as well. I'm going to San Francisco 49ers, -3 on the road, taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. I like this 49ers team. I think the Eagles were not as good as people act like they are. I think the Falcons, after I watched that game now twice, and the Falcons are just awful. They were just the worst. Falcons might be the worst team in football. I'm not sure. It's tough to say after week one, obviously, but the Falcons are really bad. And I didn't realize that. I thought the Falcons would be a lot better than they were. And I know people are like, oh, my God, the Eagles. But I think the Eagles are going to run into a buzzsaw this weekend. I love the 49ers. I think they're a good football team. I love them that they only got to cover 3 points. And I think it's going to be a big 49ers win on Sunday. So give me the 49ers -3.
Number four.
Number four. This is going to be a pick a lot of people think I'm nuts on, and that's fine. You guys thought I was nuts last week when I took the Texans over the Jags. And who was right on that one? Me. I'm going Panthers, +3.5 against the Saints. I watched that Saints-Packers game. I think the Saints looked okay. They didn't look that great, though. The Saints look like they could run into some serious issues. They really do. They look like they could run into some teams that'll beat the shit out of them. The Packers just looked awful. Both sides of the ball, offense, defense, they were moving in slow motion. Like, it was just, they didn't know what they were doing, and they had no energy. I don't know what it was. It was painful to watch that Packers, but I don't think it was like the Saints doing it to them. I just think they showed up, and they just did not have it that day. Nobody had legs. Nobody came ready to play, including Aaron Rodgers. The Saints did. The Saints came ready to play, and a lot of people, I think, are going to be buying into them. This weekend against the Panthers. 70% of the money is on the Saints. I like the Panthers. I think the Panthers are going to be a gritty team, and I think they get an upset this weekend against the Saints. But I'm going to take the points. Panthers +3.5 at home, taking on the New Orleans Saints.
Number three.
Number three. I like the Tennessee Titans +5.5 on the road in Seattle. Seattle did not impress me against the Colts. Tennessee has everything to prove. I think Tennessee's a much better football team than what they displayed against the Cardinals. And I know that I'm going to sound like a broken record, but this is kind of like a thing that I look for to bet on. I look for teams that maybe got walloped the week before that aren't necessarily that bad a football team. They're actually even probably a good football team because they're the ones that are going to bounce back with a vengeance. You don't think that the Titans are like, yo, what the fuck happened last week? We just got our heads kicked in by Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. Absolutely they are. They're pissed off. No doubt about it. 100%. And I think that they're going to get it together and at least put up a fight. I just don't think that the Seahawks are going to blow out the Titans. I really don't. I think the Cardinals balled out, and I think the Cardinals are a lot better, too, than people thought. And the Seahawks are, yeah, whatever. I mean, they handle business against the Colts, but it's just like, I don't know. Titans are coming in. Titans are pissed off. Titans are going to hand that rock off to Derrick Henry. They're going to do their thing. And I think the Titans probably upset Seattle. But the fact that I'm getting 5.5 points, yeah, I'll take that. Give me the Titans +5.5 on the road in Seattle.
Number two.
Number two. This is going to be the Browns. I love the Browns. Can I just say that? After watching that game against the Chiefs back, the Browns are going to be a problem. The Browns are dangerous. The Browns are good on both sides of the ball. Their offense is humming. They can do whatever they want on the offensive side of the ball. They absolutely should have beat the Chiefs. 100%. The problem is the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, and they're just a tough team to beat. Even when they don't play that great, which the Chiefs, they didn't play that great, but they still scored 30-some points and won the game, which is just impressive because they had no business winning that game just because of how great the Browns looked and how much the Browns controlled that game. I think that they roll this weekend against the Texans. It is a lot of points. 12.5 points in the NFL is a shit ton. It's a lot. It's a lot to cover. But I think the Browns do it. I think the Browns, you know, might beat the Texans 40-6 or something like that. I think they roll this weekend. I love the Browns at my number two pick at -12.5 against the Texans.
Number one.
And my favorite pick of the weekend is the Buffalo Bills traveling to Miami to take on the Dolphins at -3. I love the Bills this weekend. I think the Bills looked like the better team last week against the Steelers. They did not obviously get the result that they wanted to. And that happens sometimes. Sometimes you watch a game and a team is definitely the better team on the field, but they just don't, they don't get the result that they probably deserved. I think that was the Bills. I think they look just fine. I think they bounce back. I think the Dolphins were on the other side of that last week against the Patriots, where I think the Dolphins had no business winning that game against the Patriots at all. I think the Patriots were definitely the better team, and they're very fortunate to get out of New England 1-0 on the season. I don't think they get that lucky this weekend. I think the Bills are coming in. The Bills have much bigger expectations than an 0-1 start, and they're going to take it out on their division rival, and they're going to beat up on them bad. I love the Buffalo Bills this weekend. They're my number one pick, -3 on the road, taking on Miami. All right, so those are my five picks. Again, quick recap. That was 49ers, -3, taking on the Eagles. Panthers, +3.5 at home, taking on the Saints. Titans, +5.5 on the road, taking on the Seahawks. Browns, -12.5 at home, taking on the Texans. And the Bills, -3 on the road, taking on the Dolphins. Those are my five picks. Again, thank you to Diamonds Direct, the official sponsor of the Degenerate Derek podcast. Let's move on to my Wendy's contestant picks. Those are going to come from Mark Perez. Shout out to him. He hit me up on Instagram. He wanted to get in on this. His five picks are the Bucks -12.5. Arizona the Bucks are taking on, who are the Bucks? Bucks are taking on the Falcons, by the way, so good pick, -12.5 Bucks. Arizona -3.5 taking on the Vikings. That should be a good one. Jets +6 taking on the Patriots. That'll be interesting. Denver -6 taking on the Jags. And the Colts +4 taking on the Rams. So those are Mark's five picks. His picks will go head-to-head with mine. If Mark comes out better than I did, Mark will win that Wendy's gift card. If he does not, or if we tie, that his gift card will roll into next week, and that gift card will be worth double. Okay? Thank you to Wendy's for hooking me up with those. I appreciate you guys downloading. I appreciate you guys subscribing. That's going to do it for this edition of the Degenerate Derek podcast. I will be back to recap all of this on Monday. You guys have a great week, and best of luck.
The Degenerate Derek podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to f***ing podcast and get help. Seriously, the Degenerate Derek podcast.